Hey everyone, this is going to be a demo of another game that I was asked to demonstrate called Shooter. This is by Mason Armstrong. Basically, it's an endless hack and slash. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this one because, well, it's endless and I think you get the idea. But the interesting thing with this game is it constantly saves your progress. Like, it saves your progress once every 10 seconds, I think, to where even if you die, it's not a big deal because you just start over. Or, well, you start over, but you basically continue from your last save point. I'm going to run through this here. So I'm going to go
Run.
run the game itself, which is in my
Text
documents
unavailable.
folder.
Document.
You have to unzip the folder.
Shooter. Shooter.
And in here, run shooter.exe.
Items view list. Shooter.txt.
And
Shooter. 0.63. Play.
here we are in the menu. If I hit down arrow,
Game setup. Beta.
you have play, game setup.
Clear save data and restart.
You can clear your data and restart, which I definitely don't want to do because I have spent way too much time playing this game trying to level up to show you different things.
Open error log.
You can open the error log.
Shooter has been ran a total of 2,503 times on this platform.
Tells you how many times it's been run.
Exit.
And then exit.
Open error log. Notepad dialog cannot find the errors.log file. Do you want to create a new file? Yes button Alt plus Y. No button Alt plus
Oh,
N.
it didn't have a log file.
Untitled notepad. Text.
Okay, so I'll just close Notepad.
Main menu. Select an item with the up and down arrows. Press it.
What the hell?
DWM. Start. Shooter. Zero. Play. Game setup, beta.
Alright, so let's look at game setup.
Game setup menu. Missile storms, flaws.
Okay, missile storms, if you pick up an item after a certain level, I forget what level these start at, you'll get a missile storm, which basically sends a whole bunch of missiles at you, and you have to dodge them.
Allies, flaws.
Allies, after a certain level, you get allies, which will walk around and help you kill the enemies.
Blades, flaws.
Blades, there are blades that you have to avoid. If you don't, you'll get chopped up and you'll die or you'll lose health. Blades can also kill enemies, which is kind of nice.
Enemies can pick up items, flaws.
And the last option here is pertaining to enemies and their ability to pick up items. I have this turned off right now, which means that I will be able to grab all the items I want.
Go back.
I will be turning all of these on very soon just to show you, but I want to show you what the core game looks like first.
Main menu. Select and play.
So basically, this is a 2D environment. I believe the board is up to 1,000 tiles long. And you run back and forth, killing enemies and grabbing items, and that's about it, really. Let's go over the keystrokes. Left and right move. Up arrow makes you jump, and while you're in the air, I think you either tap the air the you either tap the left and right arrows, or you can hold them, and that will make you move in the air. T will tell you how much time you've been playing. In the case of my save, I've been playing for over for over 3 hours, which is far too much time to have wasted on this game, but that's okay. S will open the shop where you can spend points, and you get points from killing enemies, leveling, and some items. P will tell you how many points you have. E will tell you how many enemies there are and allies. And I think F1 will tell you how many combined enemies and allies there are, as well as how many items. And essentially, what happens here is items and enemies will spawn endlessly. Tab and Shift Tab move through your inventory. There are a bunch of different types of items. You have things like mines, time bombs, grenades, rockets, drinks to increase your health, all kinds of things. H tells you how much health you have. I think that covers everything pretty much. So let's go ahead and show you just how this works. So here we are in the game. Oh, and if I hit X, oops. Now that is a missile.
Knife.
Oh yeah, and the number keys will choose your weapons. Let's go ahead and... There's some enemies over here. Now they're all over the place. So you have your fist is number one.
Knife.
Knife is number two. Oop, and there's people shooting at me.
Gun.
Number three is your gun.
0 of 10 ammo. 103 cartridges. 1,030 total ammo in reserve.
A checks your ammo. R will reload. There's also a beeping sound that you'll hear with radar. Whoa. All right, I'm not sure what that was.
Grenade three.
Let's use a grenade. Take care of some of these guys. Another one. There we go. The gling, 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 gling that you're hearing is... items?
Mine. Enemy pop.
Oh, crap.
Enemy grabber. Item grabber. Enemy fire. Sniper rifle.
You have a sniper rifle? Use the sniper rifle to take care of these guys. There are many different types of items. You can get teleporters.
Teleporter. 100 missile. 8.
Launch a missile.
Enemy caller.
Enemy callers will basically summon more enemies to the board. There's my machine gun.
XP boost teleporter.
You have XP boosters that increase your experience.
Teleporter.
Machine gun. Ammo from the machine gun. It's kind of hard to explain because there's so much going on.
Mine, missile, set.
Launch a missile. So, rockets, missiles, and grenades can take out multiple enemies. As you can tell, too, randomly the game will launch rockets or missiles at you from either end of the game field.
Science pistol.
Which you'll have to avoid.
Machine gun. Baseball bat.
Here's my baseball bat. Number six.
Silence pistol.
And you have a silence pistol. Now that beep, 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 that tells me that my weapon is in range to hit an enemy. So let's reload. And I'll do this for a little bit here. Not sure what that was.
Mine, 45.
You can set mines, and if I set one, someone might... There we go. Enemy just stepped on my mine. It's a time bomb, I think.
Enemy caller, 200 enemy grabber, item grab, time bomb, 43.
Let's show you how time bombs work. Ooh, I'm getting shot at by a machine gun.
130, baseball bat.
Whoa.
Machine gun.
Let's show you how
teleporter,
time bombs work.
Time bomb.
Set some time bombs, walk away, jump away. And
main menu play.
That just killed me. So, and then I'm put back at the menu. So that's how the core game works. Now, if you thought that was crazy, you'll think this is even more crazy.
Game setup. Game setup menu. Missile storms. Flaws. Game setup menu. Missile storms. True. Allies. Flaw. Game setup menu. Miss allies. True. Blades. Flaw. Game setup. Miss blades. True. Enemies can pick up items. Flaws. Game setup. Miss blades. Enemies can pick up items. True. Go back. Main menu. Play.
Now, I've turned all the extra options on. Now, things are going to get very interesting. Now, before I continue, let me try to explain what a few more things do here. The enemy callers will summon more enemies onto the field. The enemy grabber will summon all the enemies to your current location. The item grabber will grab all items on the field and give them to you. The teleporters, if you hit enter on them, they will teleport you 100 squares in the direction that you're facing. I'm trying to think what else here. I think that's about it, really.
Game set up. Play.
Let's go back in here and show you a few more things. Oop. And now, if I hit L...
Level 100.
Oop, hold on a second. Not sure what that was. I think that was... Okay, that was some kind of rocket. I'm not sure what that was. And I just got hit by a rocket.
Main menu, play.
All right. Let's show you how to level and how to deal with points. So I hit P. Well, if I could not get hit by... Jeez.
Main menu.
All right.
6 points.
P tells me my points. Oh, jeez. Hey! Oh, this is a blade off to my right. You can either jump over those, or you can run past them. Now, if I press the letter P...
7 points.
I have points. And if I press L...
Level 190 with 54,687 XP remaining for the next...
Oh, hang on.
Rate 65. Rate 60. Level 190 with 54,687 XP remaining for the next level. 9,017,563 total XP. 7 points.
So I got some points here. If I hit K...
4,092 kills.
Yeah, it's a lot of enemies. And I have to jump missiles because the game will send them after me. Oh, and there's an enemy with that made of mine. Oh, that's an ally. So allies have higher pitched steps than you do. There's a health boost. There we go. Thanks for just stepping on your own mine there.
XP booster.
If I hit S.
Points menu. You have 7 points. Speed boost. 60 of 60 points. Increases speed by 1.
So I've already maxed out my speed. Oh, and by the way, if you hit control with the left and right arrow keys, that will make you run.
Damage. 42 points, 484 damage. Increases weapon damage by 2.
You can upgrade your damage.
Range, 0 points. Each 3 points put into the skill increase weapon range by 1. Cartridge extended, 0 of 50 points. Increases weapon cartridge amount by 1. Health extended, 0 points, 40 horsepower. Increases all health bonuses by 2 horsepower, and your respawn health by 5 horsepower. Armor, 73 points, for 146 protection. Increases damage defense from enemies and blades by 2 horsepower. Blade jammer, 24 of 100 points. Slows down blades by a small amount. Item popularity, 30 of 30 points. Speeds up item spawning. Reset points.
And that's basically it. And then if you want to reset your points, you can.
Blade jammer, 24 amount.
I'll type in 7.
7.
And hit enter. There we go. So that's basically it. I'm going to show you a little more of how this game works. So I'm going to run here. Okay, that's an ally.
Teleporter, 127.
Let's show you how the teleporters work.
Machine gun cartridge. Booster.
If I hit X.
794.
So I just moved all the way over here. Now, let's show you how these grabbers work.
Missile, 7. Teleporter. 100. Time bomb. Item grabber. 37.
Oop, there was something dying off to my left. If I hit... let's jump that missile. If I hit enter here... oh, crap.
Main menu. Play.
Now, this is the problem with these grabbers. They prevent you from moving. They take about 10 seconds to work, which means that you could be hit by rockets or missiles that are being launched at you from either side of the field. Honestly, though, that's pretty much it. I mean, I could play this game for hours and hours and hours. Speaking of which... check this out.
3:45 and 2 seconds.
I've been playing this for almost... for almost 4 hours. That's kind of sad, actually. Let's... yeah, take care of you.
Enemy caller.
There's an enemy caller.
Time bomb. Item grabber. Enemy grabber. Enemy caller.
Here we go. We can do this.
Enemy grabber.
And then...
time bomb. Teleport. Grenade. 1.
I can do... launch a grenade. Go.
Mine. Enemy. Time bomb. Teleporter. Missile. Set.
That's fun, isn't it? Let's throw some missiles at these guys.
Main menu. Play.
Yeah, that's basically it, though.
Exit. Shooter window. Audacity.
I don't know. It's a neat little time waster, I guess, if you're into this kind of game. I don't know. I get bored of it after a while. But there you go. That's how that game works. And if you guys have any questions, comments, things like that, just let me know. Anyway, you guys take care.